Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, October 16th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has a trio of new product announcements, all powered by the M5 chip. There's a new MacBook Pro, a new iPad Pro, and a new Vision Pro. So let's start with the M5 chip itself. Apple says the M5 chip features a next-generation 10-core GPU architecture that adds a neural accelerator to each core. This is similar to what we saw with the A19 chip in the iPhone 17. Apple says this enables GPU-based AI workloads to perform at up to 4 times the peak performance of last year's M4. You also get a 10-core CPU with 6 efficiency cores and up to 4 performance cores. Overall, this provides up to 15% gains in multi-threaded CPU performance over the M4. There's also a 16-core neural engine that's improved compared to the M4, though Apple doesn't offer any actual percentage gains. It simply says that AI tasks will be faster than the M4. Overall, the M5 is a strong update compared to the M4, but it's not a dramatic leap year over year. It's the story we've been talking about since the Apple Silicon era began. Each year, we get a new Apple Silicon processor, and each year you can expect 10 to 15% performance gains. So there's not really a reason to update to a new Mac every year. But when you do decide to make that change after several years, you're getting a noticeable boost in performance and efficiency. In terms of actual products with the M5, let's start with the MacBook Pro. Apple has officially announced the new 14-inch MacBook Pro powered by the M5 chip. Apple touts that this delivers the next big leap in artificial intelligence performance for the Mac, with up to 3.5 times faster AI performance than the M4 MacBook Pro. The version of the M5 chip in the 14-inch MacBook Pro features that next-generation 10-core GPU that we talked about earlier, and in particular for the MacBook Pro, Apple says that enables 1.6 times faster graphics performance and up to 1.6 times higher frame rates in games compared to the M4. The 10-core CPU in the MacBook Pro will get you 20% faster multi-threaded performance compared to the M4. The SSD is 2 times faster. Memory bandwidth has been increased from 120 gigabits per second to 153 gigabits per second. And the M5 MacBook Pro can be configured with up to 4 terabytes of SSD storage instead of the 2 terabyte limit on the M4. So again, the focus here is on improved GPU performance rather than huge upgrades in CPU performance. So if you use GPU-intensive apps or like to game on your Mac, this is an update for you. Other than those spec improvements, the M5 MacBook Pro is basically identical to its predecessor. It comes in the same space black and silver colorways. There's a 12-megapixel center stage camera. You can get up to 24 hours of battery life on a single charge. It has the same 14-inch Liquid Retina XDR display with an optional nano texture upgrade. And it starts at the same $1,599 price point as before. It's available to order starting today, and availability begins on Wednesday, October 22nd. And if you're wondering, Apple hasn't released a new version of the 16-inch MacBook Pro. It also hasn't yet announced the more powerful 14-inch models with the M5 Pro and M5 Max chips. All we have right now is that new version of the base model 14-inch MacBook Pro with the higher-end configurations expected sometime in early 2026. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. Next up, we have a new iPad Pro powered by M5. Apple says the new iPad Pro with M5 delivers up to 3.5 times the AI performance than its predecessor, thanks to that upgraded GPU. Peak GPU performance is up to 4 times faster, and general graphics performance is up to 45% higher than the M4. The iPad Pro also benefits from that same increase in memory bandwidth as the MacBook Pro. But the upgrade to the M5 chip isn't the only change Apple has made to the inside of the iPad Pro. The cellular models of the M5 iPad Pro are now powered by Apple's C1X modem rather than a modem from Qualcomm. Apple says this offers 50% faster cellular speeds compared to the previous iPad Pro, while using 30% less power. This is the same C1X modem also featured in the iPhone Air. The iPad Pro also uses Apple's N1 chip for handling Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and Thread communications. The new iPad Pro models are available to order today and will begin arriving to customers next Wednesday, October 22nd. Pricing is unchanged compared to the M4, with the 11-inch model starting at $999 and the 13-inch model starting at $1,299. And if you were holding out for the rumor about the iPad Pro M5 update also adding a second front-facing camera, it turns out that that rumor was wrong. The new iPad Pro features a single front-facing camera on the horizontal edge, just like the M4. Running out today, Apple has announced an M5 version of the Vision Pro. Apple says the new M5 chip in the Vision Pro unlocks important performance gains compared to the predecessor, with 10% more rendered pixels with the micro OLED displays, as well as an increased 120 Hz refresh rate versus the up to 100 Hz in the original device. Apple says that this allows for crisper details, more fluid display performance, and reduced motion blur. The M5 chip, Apple says, also means that we can expect notable updates to Persona. Personas are Apple's sort of digital interactive avatars. Apple has also launched a new band for Vision Pro called the Dual Knit Band, which is essentially two of the previous solo knit bands connected to each other. It features an upper and lower strap, and the lower strap actually includes tungsten inserts that provide a counterweight for additional comfort, balance, and stability. There's a dual function fit dial that allows you to make fine-tuned adjustment to both bands for the ideal fit. Apple says it should provide a lot more comfort compared to the previous band options of the solo knit band and the dual loop band. The new Apple Vision Pro is available to pre-order today, and the first orders will arrive on October 22nd, and pricing is unchanged at $34.99. And if you already have a Vision Pro, you can also just buy the new dual knit band separately for $99. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We will be off tomorrow, but back on Monday. In the meantime, if you like the show, it's very helpful to us if you leave a rating and a review in Apple Podcasts. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And again, we're back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.